What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stoner Pop Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons. Boy, I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but it's been a very, very ghetto week in America. God bless you. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. See, at least I remember some of my, you know what I'm saying, because I haven't done the Pledge of Allegiance in a long time. Hey, I'm happy to be born here. Don't get me twisted, man. But it's been very, very ghetto here. If one has been paying attention, you would know that the Supreme Court has been running the show in the most ghetto fashion. Listen, guys, if there's one thing that Donald Trump did in his 4 years of office, he cemented his legacy with the Supreme Court, straight up. If there's one thing he did, he cemented his legacy with the Supreme Court. He hasn't been able to do much else other than the creating or expanding the societal divide in our country. What he has done with the Supreme Court will do numbers on this country for a very long time. Let's not forget that they call this the great American experiment since the inception of this country. Because, you know, this was probably considered one of the great democracies of the world, which may at times, you know, it is run in that fashion or it looked to do that. But the democracy, this big democracy, it's falling apart so fast. The way the Supreme Court is set up right now, it is six conservatives and three liberal justices. You know, the six justices, Trump in his 4 years was able to put three of them on the Supreme Court. And some people would wonder, why is that important? Who cares? We have no power or control over the Supreme Court. Well, let's tell you how we got here. A lot of the people that are rewind. Some of the past events of this week, the Supreme Courts have decided, overturned gun laws, overturned gun restrictions, most importantly in places like New York, which is very hard to carry a gun, but they have overturned that. Religious freedoms in places like school, we're going to touch on that. We all know y'all like religion. We won't touch on that one. But most importantly, the one that got everybody going out here crazy about to burn shit down is the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is basically a law that was put, a ruling that came together in the 60s, I believe, for women to have the rights to abortion. This law has been out for decades, and it was considered settled law, basically a law that's just there and it's going to be there forever. Conservatives have hated this right to abortion for a very long time, and they finally got their wishes. So back to when I say, what is the Supreme Court? How important are they? Like, who cares? This is where we get to get back to the voting. And I know it's been a very tough couple of years with your boy Sleepy Joe in the office. I would be the first to admit, but to say that the alternative would be worse would be an understatement. And besides, in order for Sleepy Joe to put in a little bit more work, the man needs help. This is not to say that I'm for the left or I'm for the right, but I feel like I like the left a little bit more than the right now. I know the left be doing way too much, and that's definitely my problem with the Democrat side. They be doing too much, way too doggone fast, and that's why they never get shit done. You know what I'm saying? Finding a compromise. And I put this on Facebook earlier today or yesterday. If there's one thing the Republicans gonna do besides the cheating, they're gonna play that long game. They're gonna play that long game. The thing about Democrats is, you know what I'm saying? They just be doing too much too fast, and they never get shit done. You know what I'm saying? They look like they be forcing stuff down people's throats, and people ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? So this is where the reds and the blues, they need to go ahead and find that middle ground. You know what I'm saying? Actually represent the people instead of trying to control the people. Because as much as conservatives be talking about, oh, we all about less government, y'all doing a little bit too much right now. All right, so now let's get to the Roe versus Wade, man. A woman's rights to abortions, the woman's rights to do what they want with their bodies. Listen, what do I know about having a uterus, and what do I know about carrying a baby for 9 months? Not a goddamn thing. So what right would I have to tell a woman not to have a baby or to have the baby? You know what I'm saying? It's the woman's right, straight up. I can't say not one thing about it. I don't think any man should have any right to say about what a woman should do with her body. Y'all not gonna carry that baby for her. Everybody's talking about pro-life, pro-life, pro-life. Who y'all lying to? That's the hypocrisy of our great American country. I'm gonna say our. I was born here. I am an American. But as you can see in the background, I'm also Haitian. So shout out to my Zoes out there. I'm Haitian American in this motherfucker. Feel me? You're never gonna forget it. We got some problems back home, but that's besides the point. Right now, we're talking about America's problems. I can't tell not a woman to do what to do with her body, you feel me? That's her right. And I don't think government should have any say in what a woman should do with their body. You know what I'm saying? Having a child has to be one of the most difficult things to do. You have to worry about what you eat, what you do, what you drink, all for 9 months, because at this point you're not just worried about, you know, keeping yourself good. You have to worry about another actual human being formed in your body. All the while, this little human being in your body could be to your detriment, because it's people die giving birth. There's complications that happen. It's not the easiest thing to do. You're having another human life growing in your body for 9 months. Now, there's times where you don't intend for this to happen. Whether it be by promiscuity, man, you already know what I'm trying to say. Or maybe you're protecting yourself and condoms break, right? Condoms are 99 point whatever, blah, 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 percent. It's not 100%. And then you have, very tragic cases where someone is, you know, being violated upon. You know, I don't want to use the R word, but you already know what it is. Molested. These things do happen. So why in our right minds do we have the right to think that we can tell someone what to do with their bodies? Most more so women. That's not on us. It's not on us. So this is a perfect example of the government doing way too damn much. Calm your blood. Calm your blood. Conservatives, y'all said y'all all about less government. You know what I'm saying? Less taxes. So now y'all forcing yourselves down upon women at this point. Y'all doing what the oppressors do. Oppress. Oppressing women's rights. So much for freedom and democracy. Full of shit. And you talk about pro-life. All right. If you're all about life, if you're all about protecting the lives of children, what's up with these foster homes? What's up with having, you know, finding money to feed these kids that are hungry every day? Kids that are here right now. Kids that you could see, you could touch, you could, you know what I'm saying? They're right here. Why are there kids that are homeless in the streets right now that are not being taken care of? But yet, you claim to be pro-life. We have kids who are not being properly educated, and these are the ones that are raised in the streets, ones that end up having, you know, health problems or mental health problems, people that actually affect others in society. But yet, you're pro-life. If you're pro-life, why are you not helping these kids that are here right now? These bum-ass foster care homes. Kids are being neglected every day. But yet, you're pro-life. Interesting. I call bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I call bullshit. Now you open up a cans of, you open up a cans of worms. You know what I'm saying? Now they got things in place in particular states like I believe Texas. Like Texas was one of the first places. Like if you were to help a person get an abortion, whether it be a ride or maybe tell them a place to go, a person that has nothing to do with any of those people in that particular situation can get sued by some rando, some stranger. You know what I'm saying? So they get to sue the person that helped. They can sue the person that's getting the abortion. They can sue the person that's giving the abortion. Make it make sense, bro. Make it make sense. And then that is the reason why abortion clinics is like, well, we ain't about to take that hit. We're just going to go ahead and shut our practice down right now. Putting a woman in the position of what do I do now? Where do I go next? Now, what she does is maybe she might go, if she could afford to, maybe she might go to Mexico. A very dangerous place to go. Try to do a procedure over there. Maybe she might try some crazy shit like Googling to figure out how to get it out of there, get it done herself. Once again, dangerous. Now we're putting women in harm's way. I was reading an article of a doctor that does high risk procedures for those for high risk pregnancies. Actually, imagine a woman having to give birth to a baby that's not going to make it in the first place. Imagine having to carry a baby for 9 months that's not going to be right. But yeah, these are the things that weren't, you know, talked about. There was no proper vetting. There's no proper research or talking about to protect the rights of women, to protect everyone involved. Come on, man. Make it make sense. We forcing things down the tube right now without the proper vetting. At the end of the day, all I gotta say is it's the woman's right. Straight up. That ain't on us to figure out, man. You know what I'm saying? Supreme Court coming through like Judge Dredd, like it can't touch him, like. I was waiting to go him. I was like, what are we doing? Let me do this one more time. know what I'm saying? They coming through like Judge Dredd, just forcing and just busting shots, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's a terrible time. It's a terrible time, man. Especially for y'all women, man. But I'm pretty sure at this point the fight is not over. The fight will continue. How change will happen, we don't know yet, but it ain't over. What else has the Supreme Court been doing, they ghetto ass? Religious, the right to religious freedom. So there was a coach who got fired for praying at football games, and Christian coach, because I have to be specific when I mean praying at football games. So religious freedoms. In the past 2 weeks alone, the Supreme Court ruled that a public school cannot fire a high school football coach for praying at games, and that a state which provides public funds for private schools cannot prohibit those funds from going to religious schools. Now, the word religion is a very broad word. Because within religion, you have Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Islamic. I don't know if atheist is a religion, because atheists don't believe in nothing. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? I'm not sure, but I say all these fall under the tent of religion. Whatever, whether you pray to God or Muhammad or Abraham, these are all they all go under the same tent. Now, let's call it for what it is. The Supreme Court said you cannot fire this man for praying at a football game. I'm gonna give you a little context. The coach was white, and the religion was Christian. Because God forbid that man is my color, brown skin, and he was praying to Allah. Let's keep it 100. The community will be in a tear if we found out that public funding was going to a school where their kids were praying to Allah. Come on, let's keep it 100. So this is the once again, we're opening up a can of worms here. Y'all talking about freedom to religion. So be it. If that's the case, that means everybody gets to pray at the football games. Or you should have the right to not pray at the football games. Religious freedom. Because someone might not believe in God. Someone might not believe in the God you believe in. Religious freedom, right? But let's play that bullshit ass game. You know what I'm saying? Now, all once again, they're saying that public funds, well, let's also keep in mind, this country came about because people were being persecuted for believing in different sects of Christianity in England, and people, so basically the church, I think it was a King James Church or whatever. People were not trying to be part of King James Church. People were trying to be their own type of Christian or whatever. And from that being said, people started leaving England and started coming over here. And then, long story short, America comes about. And what they put in the Constitution is freedom to religion. Yeah, freedom of speech and freedom to religion. Like, you can believe into whatever you want and nobody's going to bother you. That's how it was in the beginning. That's how America basically came to. But now, this is starting to look like King James land. They're not saying it high key, but all the conservatives, they're running on Christian values, not basic human rights, but Christian values, and they're forcing their Christian values on other people. So what happened to freedom of religion? So with the freedom of religion, politics tried to stay separate from religion. With that being said, public funding going to, you cannot prohibit public funds to going to private schools, going to religious schools. If that's the case, that means Muslim schools are allowed to go for public funding. That means Jewish schools are allowed to go for public funding. God forbid you try to hold that back, because now you find yourself in a pickle. Because the Supreme Court overturned this coach from getting fired. If anything, the coach was supposed to listen and be like, yo, you cannot do this right now. Or if you want to do this, you got to do this on your own time, or you want to do it with the students that believe in what you believe in. But no, they want to raise a hissy fit and talk about, oh, everyone here just doesn't want to believe in God. That's not the case. Not everybody believes in your God. Everybody's different. And that's selfish as shit. Selfish as shit. To be forcing religion down people's throats. That's not fair. The same way a person wouldn't want them to be like, you know, talking about Abraham this, Abraham that, Jesus that, whatever. You can't be forcing that Christianity down people's throats. Everybody believes in something different. Not everybody has to believe in what you believe in. It has, you know, respect it, but you don't have to do the same thing that you do. And you can't be forcing it down your throats and making you seem like you're above them. Because now we're not on equal ground based on how you move it. Yeah, stop fronting. America, let's stop with the bullshit. Let's stop with the bullshit, man. Yeah, it's been real ghetto out here. And this stuff is gonna, this is just the beginning, because these justices are pretty young. They're gonna be here for a while, kid. They're gonna be here for a while. And please believe it can get worse. I know we're kind of tired of, you know, Joe Biden, or maybe he's tired of us the way he be sleeping. But long story short, though, for real, I feel like it could have been worse if this man stayed. Really, bro. My bad. I really thought I put this on silent. I did. I put it on Do Not Disturb and iPhone. I'm finna cut you off, kid. What was I saying, though? Yeah, I know some people just ain't know about the voting life, but I'm gonna tell you how important it is, man. Things like this is gonna affect us for a little bit. And please believe it could have been worse. It could get worse. But this is why it's important to vote. Obviously, we would like better candidates, people that we believe in. I just want to keep the hope. At the same time, do your thing. Keep your hustle on. You know what I'm saying? But still got to vote. Because whether you think it doesn't affect you now, it can, it will. It can and will get worse if you don't vote. This ain't one of them little friendly PSAs that you be seeing on in the commercials on YouTube or on Instagram by your favorite influencers or your favorite musicians, artists, and whatnot. We're keeping it 100. We're keeping it real right now. This shit could get worse. But I ain't trying to scare you. I'm trying to give you an inside look that if you don't think it affects you now, what about your kids coming up next? You want to be a little bit more proactive and know a little bit more about what's going on around you. Because it ain't about you and I anymore. It ain't just about you and I. It's about your kid that's coming next. when you have your kids, when you have your nieces and nephews, don't you want to put them in the best position so that way that they can live their best lives? Or even when you get older, don't you want to be able to live to enjoy the fruits that you bore in your prime years? Our parents are almost out of here. You know what I'm saying? They did the best they could. You know what I'm saying? You should probably do the same. Anyways, that's all I got for this little episode, man. Just talking about the little Supreme Court getting a little too ghetto out here. You know what I'm saying? What do you think is going to happen next? I don't know. Anyways, man. This is another episode of the Stony Paw Podcast. This is your host, DJ, aka 509 Reasons. Make sure you catch me on Instagram at 509 Reasons. I'm sorry. That's my personal, but you catch me on Stirring the Pot Talks, STP, Stirring the Pot Talks on Instagram, on Facebook, STP Talks. And yeah, hit me up. Let me know what you think. Man, I'm gonna holler at you. Peace in. Thank you.